the stock market not so pleased with this deal made in Congress in connection with trying to get the budget in order. John Taylor reports that there's some reasons behind that. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. Yeah, the market was down again yesterday. In fact, the Dow was down over 100 points. It hit a one-month low. Now, the futures are decent this morning, up about 30 to 40 points. We'll see how that looks later in the day, of course. But the bottom line is, once again, in many cases, good news is bad news. We'll kind of unpack that in just a minute. Just a few seconds ago, we got some numbers from the government related to PPI. That's the Producer Price Index. Inflation at the wholesale level, numbers pretty benign, really not much. In fact, last month it dropped 0.1%. Now, year over year, the that headline number, the wholesale inflation, is only up 0.7%, 0.75%. If you take out food and energy, I don't know how you do that, but if you do, you get down to the core number, it was up 0.1%. And over the last 12 months, that number is only up 1.3%. So, once again, gives the Fed a lot of room because there really is no inflation whatsoever. Now, we know that the House has passed last night overwhelmingly this two-year budget deal. You would think that the markets would like the fact that for the first time in several years, we have a bipartisan budget. But the market doesn't like it. Like I said, it was down 100 points yesterday. Why? Well, because this would give the Fed more room to taper. We've been talking about that ugly word, taper, for several weeks. Of course, the Fed is spending $85 billion a month in quantitative easing, buying long-term data government securities to keep interest rates down. Mr. Bernanke told us back in May and then again in June that they were going to begin to taper as the economic data permitted them to do so. This budget deal means that they will have more room to do that, so the market's wringing its hands and worrying about when's tapering going to start. By the way, it could start as early as next week. The Fed has a two-day meeting next week, the 17th and 18th. They could make an announcement as early as next Wednesday, the 18th. Most, quote, experts, whoever they are, think the Fed will wait until January to do that. But with less monetary stimulus coming from the Fed, that could be bad news for the stock market. Southwest Airlines may be changing their image somewhat. They've announced that they're going to fly internationally for the first time in 2014. Now, Southwest is also aggressively bidding on some of the slots at Reagan, which is the airport, of course, in D.C., also LaGuardia and some other places. These are slots that were given up because the Department of Justice forced American Airlines and U.S. Air to give up some of those slots to approve their merger, which was consummated just a few days ago. They say that for the first time in their 43-year history, Southwest will be flying internationally. Now, they currently have some flights to Mexico and the Caribbean. They do that through AirTran, which they bought a couple of years ago. Southwest says they're spending up to $100 million to upgrade the Hobby, their Hobby International Airport in Houston. They add flights, international flights. They say they're also going to have more flights from their base in Love Field because the Wright Amendment, which was a silly thing passed back in the 70s, it restricted the number of nonstop flights that Southwest could have that originated from Love Field. Well, it expires next year, so Southwest is going to enter the fray in some of these other markets. Yesterday we had the IPO of Hilton, and we talked about that earlier. It did well in its first day of trading, up 7.5%. They raised more money than expected, about $2.35 billion. And by the way, it was the world's largest international IPO, initial public offering of a hotel ever. And lastly, how about this for news? Adobe. Now, we all know them because every time we try to print something, you know, a PDF document or something, we're aware that we're using their software. Adobe stock was up is up 7% this morning before the market opens, even though their profit dropped from $222 million last year to $65 million, even though their revenue was down 9.6%, and even though their forecast for next year fell short of Wall Street's expectations. Why is the stock up at 7%? Well, the company's changing their image. They're moving more and more and more, to what they call their Creative Cloud online subscription service, including Photoshop, Illustrator, and Flash. That's going well. They added 402,000 users. So even though their numbers are bleak right now, Wall Street is rewarding the stockholders for saying they think Adobe is headed in the right direction.
All right. They're getting a reward. That's good. Yep. This weekend we'll get a reward, John, because the weather's going to be better. Maybe a little rainy, but not like what we had last weekend.
Oh, my God. I was in Northwest Arkansas working yesterday, and the parking lots up there are still a mess.
Man. All right, sir. Well, have a good one.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Visit with him right there. Oh, of course, you can call him, too. The number is 479-782-2527. Or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.